Okay, I am recording, and today is November 12th, 2020, and it is 2:02 p.m., and I am here with Chris Vasquez, who is a St. Mary's University student in this Greehey School of Business, and is also a residential assistant. So my very first question is, how would you describe life as a resident at STMU prior to the outbreak of COVID-19?
Yeah, so prior to the outbreak of COVID-19, life as a resident was, it was new. That was, I think, my first year. I'm only a third year right now, so it was new getting adjusted to college, but St. Mary's did a very good job of helping transition. Another really interesting thing about St. Mary's is that they had a lot of events, like Food Truck Tuesday, which is when, you know, a food truck would come by on a Tuesday. It's usually once a semester, and we grab some food and hang out with some residents. And then there were a number of other on-campus events, and it was fun. It's been a fun experience at St. Mary's University.
And if you had to pick something that you thought was your favorite part of being a resident from before COVID, what did you think? Is it the food truck, or is there a particular other activity?
I'd say just being able to walk outside and have more. I'd say the biggest thing would just be the number of students. Right now, given the current state of affairs, certain students aren't exactly on campus, and so the campus population is low. And so I miss the camaraderie that we had pre-COVID, where I could walk down, you know, into the commons or study area and just see almost anybody I could before class and just talking to them. Very rare now, but still good when it happens.
Okay. My next question is, so like we said, we've been discussing what life is like for you as a resident before COVID-19, but then the university sent out an email on March 13th, 2020, announcing that the university would be switching to a virtual format for the remainder of the semester, and that students would be required to leave campus. How did you feel when you learned that the courses that you had been enrolled in previously in person are now going to be taught virtually for the remainder of the semester, and that you were more likely going to be at home for the remainder of the semester?
So for me, it was a mixture of emotions. At first, I was a little scared, a little startled, because over the course of like 2 or 3 weeks, everything just, you know, stopped. You know, businesses started to close down. Bars, not that I was going to any, but bars shut down, for example. And then the university closed and they sent us all home. So I was scared. I didn't realize at that point in time how quickly the virus spread. And as far as that affected me, the second emotion I felt was kind of like a bittersweet emotion. It was sweet in the sense that I was able to spend more time with my family, which during the school year doesn't happen a whole lot. So that was nice. But it was also a little bitter in the sense that I would have liked to have finished off in person if it were possible. But I understood that things were changing rapidly. And so as we got new information, we'd have to adjust. And I was also a little concerned for how the quality of education would be affected through online teaching and how that would affect grades as they were. Thankfully, the university was proactive and had, at least for my classes, each professor pre-record in preparation for shutting down their lectures. And I was also able to meet with them at our leisure. So those are my general overall feelings about, you know, the transition from in class to being online.
And I think you touched on this a little bit, but you talked about some of your concerns about switching from in-person to virtual learning. And was there anything that you found particularly challenging about virtual learning? You know, just like you said, you were concerned about how professors were going to take their lecture material and transfer it to a virtual format, and concerned about the grade format. But was there anything for you that throughout the course of the remainder of the semester that you thought was really challenging, that you hadn't had to that you really hadn't had to deal with prior to virtual courses?
Yeah, so one of the first things that I found challenging right off the bat was just the sheer volume of messages through Canvas and emails. Since we couldn't meet in person, that was the primary means of communication. And so it was very easy at that time, especially that first week, for me to be flooded with a number of emails that were coming from different classes and even students, classmates. So that was the first challenge, was being able to adjust to that. Then the second challenge was just being able to adjust to the online environment. I mean, I was 20 years old when we transitioned all online. So about, for 15 years of my life, I've always had someone there. I've been present in class. And so that was a very rapid shift to just being taught completely online. The professors were really good though. The quality of education didn't change. I still felt like I learned a lot. Some of the challenge would, another one was just that, I was kind of alone, meaning that like I didn't have my classmates to talk to like I would have if I were in class, or I didn't have that social interaction that I would have liked. And so just that sudden shift to seeing anybody, overnight, to just everyone's going home and then I'll see them online if they even choose to show their camera and their face was a little tough. I mean, yeah. And then also I think another challenge was that some of the classes were asynchronous, which was beneficial to most students' schedules because, some students live in different countries, so there were different time zones and it was a rapid shift. But for me, had I not been as disciplined, like had it been my freshman year, it might have been difficult for me to attend class at the same time block rather than just waiting until the end of the semester and then watching all the videos and catching up. So those are just my concerns about the challenges.
And so the semester ended at the beginning of May. I mean, much like we do for in-person classes back before COVID, it ended, I think, about May 4th or May 5th. And during the summer, a lot of universities, including our own, were considering whether or not they would reopen for the fall. And they were considering, how and when and, if they were going to reopen. And then on July 16th, the university sent an email to the community, students included, basically laying out the basics of how they would reopen the campus for this coming fall. And they described the three different types of classes that would be offered: the online asynchronous, the virtual, and the in-person virtual. And they gave out general information like what day the classes would be beginning, August 11th, 2020. How did you, as a student, feel about the campus's plans to reopen?
Could you repeat the last part? It cut out on my end.
Oh, okay. How did you, as a student, feel about the university's plans to reopen?
When they had sent the email out explaining that we had the option to take it all online, we didn't have to return to the university, that made me feel better. I had intended to return if it opened up to begin with, simply because I don't recall if they sent it in the email, but I remember having like in the back of my mind a thought that if they're opening the university, they intend to at some point have in-person classes. And the reason why I decided to come to the university is because I thought that, and in a way it's been pretty true, that the campus would probably be safer if not one of the safest places during COVID, because St. Mary's has done a lot to try and protect the students. I'm a resident assistant, as you had mentioned, and so my boss is trained in contact tracing as well as the other hall directors. And I was also aware of the changes they were making on campus to try and protect the students. And I felt like it would be better for me to, as a student, to try and have that social interaction that I didn't get just being online and at my house on campus, because I assumed that it would be safe and it has been safe and I would still be able to see people. So those were my thoughts for wanting to come back to campus.
And you actually touched on this a little bit just a few moments ago when you talked about your duties as an RA and how your boss had been trained in contact tracing. But how would you say, if in any way, would you say, has COVID-19 and the pandemic and the current world situation changed your responsibilities, or not, maybe not changed, but how do you think it's affected your responsibilities as an RA?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question. So originally, the role of an RA, the role of an RA, at least at St. Mary's University, is still what it was pre-COVID, and that's to be a type of guidance for the residents to try and help them to the best of, you know, our ability, succeed in school, succeed in whatever it is they have their goals in. So that didn't change. What did change, though, was the way in which we would approach how to do that. And so previously, you know, pre-COVID, we would have programs in person where we kind of market, where we put flyers up on different parts of the dorms and talk kind of word of mouth about these programs and try and get people to come together and meet new people and form new friendships and just new connections all around. And during COVID, especially now, in an effort to protect everybody and following CDC guidelines, there were limitations on how many people we could have at a program and if we could and what capacity that would look like. And so we shifted online to an online platform. And so an example would be one of my programs at the very beginning of the semester was just a fun game of it was like a fun charade game. And it was different. It wasn't necessarily different bad, but it was having a perspective of what it's like pre-COVID, going into COVID, and then having a program in COVID. Because I have those two perspectives, I can sense the difference. If I were a freshman and this were my first year, and that was my first program that I had went to, I wouldn't have a baseline to compare it to. So as an RA, one of the things that I had to get acclimated to was that a number of students weren't attending all the programs, and that's okay. We're there to help them out, and so we would always follow up with them to the best of our ability. But it was difficult to try and build that sense of community because everyone at the very beginning of the semester was very much, at least what I could see, in their rooms, studying, grabbing food from the caf, the food area, and then bringing it back to the rooms and eating there. It wasn't until about halfway through the semester that residents started coming out and attending more online events. So that was a pretty big shift, I'd say.
And we've talked a little about like how this baseline and how you have kind of two points of view, both experiencing life on campus as a resident prior to COVID, life after COVID or during COVID, rather during COVID. How would you say the university has changed since they implemented the new guidelines and since they the new COVID guidelines?
So fundamentally, the university hasn't changed. Their goal is for us to become educated, and they want us to form. Have a better relationship with, you know, the Marianist charisms. And they've done a really good job of trying to keep those to the best of their ability under the pandemic. So those core values that the university has, I haven't sensed a change at all in my, you know, 3 years that I've been here. What did change are the, like, I'll give you an example. So in the CAF, pre-COVID, there were anywhere between 15 to 20 chairs along a row of tables that you could sit in. And in their efforts to try and protect students and limit contact, they took out a number of the seats and they alternated it. So there'd be a seat here, and then about 6 feet over on the opposite side of the table, there'd be a seat. 6 feet over on the opposite side, there'd be a seat. So they were taking precautions like that, and they were also putting up signs to try and remind students to try and maintain at least 6 feet apart. University also did, from my understanding, through something called the University Programming Council, UPC. They were also doing their best and working with the university to try and have events that satisfied the safety of the students. So those are just some examples of procedural changes that occurred at St. Mary's University.
And my final question is, what are your hopes for campus life and classes after COVID-19?
Let's see. So after COVID-19, what are my hopes for classes? I'd say if the state of the world is in such a way that we are allowed to go back to class and it's safe to go back to class, I would love for that to happen. That would be a big thing that I would like. Another thing that I kind of like is that the professors right now, they record their lectures so that if a student's connection isn't sufficient at the time of class, they can at least at their leisure go back and watch it. I think that would be interesting to try and do in following semesters, because sometimes students just might be sick or they might have to attend other matters and might not be able to be in class. And if they're not there, then pre-COVID, they wouldn't have received the content. They might have received class notes, but that would have been it. But if it had been recorded, at least they could have gone by and still, you know, more or less attended the class and seen what was going on. So I think that would be a change that I think would be interesting.
So in other words, kind of blending some aspects, you know, returning to class, but also taking some of the lessons we've learned from virtual classes, like recording our lectures and you know, recording our lectures and kind of taking some of the lessons we've learned and keeping those for when we return to in-person classes.
Yeah, exactly. Taking some of those, a lot of the pluses that occurred out of this and trying to merge them as best as they can fit with a world without COVID.
And that's an interesting point, because I think I spoke to a professor of mine just a couple weeks ago, and she said, I think one thing about COVID is that, and maybe you felt this as a student the way I have, is that teachers are more accessible to us now, more accessible to us than they've ever been before. Because prior to COVID, you know, I remember, you know, we like you said, we had to be in class, and if we had to meet with a professor, we did it in office hours. But now, because of things like Zoom, we can meet with them in our homes, and we can meet with them and still have that quality, you know, quality meeting with our professor, but we can do it from a variety of different locations. So, you know, if you and I, you know, we're not on campus, we could still meet with our professors, even if, you know, we weren't in their rooms.
Right. Yeah. The ease of accessibility did increase for sure. Mm-hmm. They've all been really great at responding to my emails and, being willing to meet with me at any time that they are able to. So you're right. Yeah, I would agree with that.
And I do think that is my final question for you. I'd like to thank you again for joining me and agreeing to this interview. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to go ahead and stop recording now.
Sounds good. Thank you.